Can a school prevent students from wearing the Confederate flag? The school committee in East Hampton, Massachusetts, did just that this week, raising questions about the rights of students and responsibilities of educators. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
East Hampton School Committee member Peter Gunn cast the only vote against the flag ban. Gunn says schools have to be careful about restricting freedom of expression.
The better response to this is for us to be educational and to prepare young people to have the strength of their convictions and the confidence of the support of their community. For all those reasons, I would let a student wear a Confederate flag on his shirt to school. I would tell him that I disagree, and I would tell him why, but I wouldn't use coercive measures to prevent him from doing it.
Natalie Poirier, a parent of two East Hampton high school students, says racial tensions have been growing for more than 6 months, and the school should focus on student safety.
Instead of focusing on freedom of speech, because it is not freedom of speech when you're in a school building. It is about keeping all students safe so that they do not have disruption in the education process.
Ask an attorney about the free speech rights of students in a public school, and they'll often cite the 1969 Tinker case. Students in Des Moines, Iowa, were suspended from school after wearing black armbands in protest of the Vietnam War. At first, a U.S. district court backed the suspensions, saying the protest disrupted learning, but the Supreme Court disagreed. Bill Newman is a lawyer with the American Civil Liberties Union.
The Supreme Court said no, because undifferentiated fear or apprehension is not a basis to say that students can't speak freely in schools.
Newman says school systems need proof of substantial disruption to education before suspending First Amendment rights. But Glenn Kuchar, the executive director of the Massachusetts Association of School Committees, says some symbols, like the Confederate flag, can distract students from their right to obtain an education.
If they are surrounded by symbols of hate or symbols which they can reasonably and legitimately believe generate hatred towards them, they have the right to be free of those symbols.
Peter Gunn says East Hampton High School will continue to hold listening sessions with students about racial tensions. It's his hope that these conversations will get the school to the point where they don't have to continue the ban on the Confederate flag. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.